Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, as always.
So the first festival run, done, dusted. So we're back to normal programming now with a heap of great movies coming along. So let's start to belt through them. Sing 2, first of all, a new release.
Yeah, so this is obviously a sequel to the enormously successful Sing number 1 of a few years ago. We generally don't do a lot of kids' films, but this one's been really popular because of school holidays especially. And there is one more screening of it on Sunday, last chance to see it on the big screen in this part of the world, and it's already booking up fast.
Terrific stuff. So what the premise is, a guy and his friends have to persuade a reclusive rock star to join them for the opening of a new show.
Yeah, this is a very music-based franchise. So, you know, it's just song and dance all the way through with a bit of comedy and, you know, all your usual sort of animation suspects. So, yeah, it's guaranteed to be a pleaser both for adults and kids.
All righty. Now, The French Dispatch, another new release, a comedy, drama, romance.
Yeah, this is huge. This is Wes Anderson. So anybody that knows Wes Anderson's work, a la Grand Hotel Budapest, The Royal Tenenbaums, The Life Aquatic, Fantastic Mr. Fox, the list goes on. Mm. He's very well loved by all the A-list stars. So I won't even begin to tell you, but there's probably about 20 household names in this film. and it's a mixture of comedy and drama and extraordinarily quirky, extremely colorful. If you love Wes Anderson or just all-star cast type films, this is for you.
Yeah, no, I've seen a couple of those ones you mentioned, and yeah, quirky was certainly the first word that came to mind. Now, The House of Gucci, this is a lot of talk about this, obviously, with Lady Gaga in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously it's largely based around the Gucci fashion label and the family that's behind that. And yes, Lady Gaga is, you know, one of the main stars in it and does an amazing job. And her Italian accent is incredibly accurate. So, you know, really take my hat off to her as an emerging A-list actor. And it's got Adam Driver in it. It's got Al Pacino in it. So another sort of cast of thousands type film. It's a nice long sort of saga, and it's been very popular here, and it continues tonight.
Another one that certainly has a great history to it, and I always think sometimes when you remake a really iconic film, you want to make sure you get it right. West Side Story.
Yeah, so Steven Spielberg directed this one, so, you know, it's hard to go wrong with Steven behind the wheel. And, yeah, it looks amazing. I did a test screening of it a couple of days ago, and it really looks fantastic. The opening screening was last night, and it will be screening for a few, well, about another week, 10 days. And last night's screening was incredibly popular, very well attended. Audiences are coming back, so definitely one you need to book for.
Okay. And Delicious, another new release, comedy, drama, and history set in 1789.
Yeah, so this is one of my picks for the month. This is actually a French film based on a true story about the first ever restaurant. And basically, the storyline goes that the chef who eventually opens this restaurant is dismissed or terminated his contract by the count or the aristocracy that he's working for. So he teams up with this amazingly talented woman, and they open up the first ever restaurant, apparently. So we had the first screening, and it was almost a full house. So again, one worth booking for, and it's on limited release as well, continues tomorrow.
And that is based on fact, is it?
Based on facts, yeah, absolutely. Oh, really? Okay. So it's a great gastronomy, sort of, if you love your food, you love your French dramas, this one ticks all those boxes, and by all accounts, it is outstanding, so definitely one worth seeing.
And Cinetopia 1 and 2, number 1, Ghostbusters 2, Hair, something I'm not particularly familiar with, but both of those great movies of their time.
Oh, absolutely. So Ghostbusters, you don't need any introduction to that one. So, you know, if you want to see it on the big screen, it's a perennial favorite. Hair is outstanding. It's basically a film adaptation of the stage show, a la, you know, Age of Aquarius, Hippie Land. Mm-hmm. And it was released in 1979. I've seen it. It is absolutely fantastic. A rare opportunity to see it on the big screen.
Incense, peppermint, sunflower seeds, and love beads. Yeah. There you go.
You have missed your calling once again, my friend.
Hey, listen, always good to talk, Martin. We'll talk to you again next week.
Can't wait. Thanks, mate.